Hi everyone, Saint Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Revy, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Saint Man, can you cover men going into the trades and hardware engineering for job security in an AI world? As a robotics engineer, I can say that hardware engineering is expensive and hard. Software is easy because you're writing code that manipulates information on a computer, the same computer of which your code is running. Building physical devices that must be manufactured and then work in the real world is an order of magnitude harder. This has several implications. For entrepreneurs, if you're trying to solve a problem using automation, if you can do it entirely with software code, and maybe buy some third-party hardware, that's infinitely preferable to developing your own hardware. Smaller development teams, faster time to market, easier updates, significantly reduce cost. It's easier in pretty much every way. For workers, if you're worried about losing your job to artificial intelligence, as long as your job is a hardware component in which you physically need to touch or manipulate something, then it becomes significantly harder to automate. For workers, setting up and maintaining high-tech equipment is a huge pain in the hiney. This makes on-site work significantly more preferable for manual labor, as opposed to automated robots. Robots make more sense in a factory environment in which you only need to set them up once, and all the robots are in one place where the robotics engineers have easy access to them. I keep hearing that the trades are easily automated because they aren't intellectual. Computers are really good at information processing. It's literally what they're made for. Intellectual jobs will be the first things that are going to get automated. Hands-on jobs, especially roles in which you need to commute to a work site, those are the last things that are going to get taken away. TLDR, if you're working the trades, you'll be perfectly fine. Well, Revy, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. You're right, and 20% of software coders have already been replaced by Microsoft, according to them. I'm hearing that within 2 years, most programmers will be completely unemployed. AI is starting to program itself, and Google recently fired artificial intelligence developers. You're right that plumbers, electricians, and guys that build physical stuff will be more irreplaceable. But that doesn't mean that unemployed software developers aren't going to go out there and learn to plumb or weld and start flooding the market with tons of extra manual labor. Canada's greatest hockey player, Wayne Gretzky, had the philosophy of skating to where the puck is going to be, and not where it is right now. Yet so many people will only metaphorically skate to the trades once they lose their software gigs, or even creative gigs, because most people only react and they rarely respond rationally to the threat of AI. Most people aren't even thinking of the coming overabundance of people working in the trades. Revy, you're giving guys advice to position themselves now for the coming transition, instead of waiting for a future when it's too late. People also might have seen me running some ads on my channel where you do career coaching for this AI future. I'll leave the link in the description if people are interested in your services. Yes, becoming a robotics engineer is a smart move right now, and it'll probably be for the next 5 to 10 years. But you gotta look further into the future than that. I also realize what Andrew Tate realized as well, which is you've gotta get wealthy as quickly as possible, or you're gonna be living in the UBI gulags while the wealthy live in private citadel cities with robots patrolling the perimeter. The key to protecting your future includes making a six-figure income now while living as cheaply as possible with your parents, roommates, or in a cheap cost-of-living country while buying as much IYW, big tech shares, and Bitcoin as you can. You gotta hit it out of the ballpark with your career that'll last as long as possible during the coming AI boom while simultaneously coming home and being a full-time money manager, growing your net worth by 30 to 40% a year, while also living super frugally. My goal in life, besides, of course, building my virtual sex system, is to level up and become a Canadian dollar centimillionaire. That would take me up to the top 100,000 net worth individuals in the world. This involves me using some 2x leverage funds and some market timing. It doesn't have to be perfect timing, but I'm confident that I can pull it off in 5 to 10 years. Time is running out with AI breathing down my neck along with everybody else's. The only thing that we should actually worry about is if AI becomes self-aware. Otherwise, our goal should be to merge with the machine mentally, eventually expanding our consciousness using something like Neuralink to grow an extra large brain in the cloud. The singularity is upon us. Imagine if we learn that our consciousness is transferable from body to machine and back and forth. Women, on the other hand, are going to become the biggest losers in all of this. They're mostly the office drones working in administration and creative jobs. They're mostly teachers and doctors, which these days are more likely to get phased out by AI first. AI seems to be able to diagnose patients a lot more cheaply and correctly than physicians can, especially with things like x-rays and MRIs. recently identified the early stages of breast cancer 5 years before a human ever could. It's not only better, but it's also going to be malpractice not to use it to diagnose people in the future. Women also tend to not be able to predict trends in the future as well as men can, and emotionally react to things when it's too late, instead of emotionally responding to threats early. They also tend to work in customer service, so it's only a matter of time before those jobs are gone too. Fast food, restaurants, mall workers, and lower thought labor. Another example is working as a photographer-videographer, which is now a part-time gig for me. I find that the vast majority of photographers I run into these days are women, and the vast majority of videographers are men, because video work is a lot more complex. You can't just rely on automatic features and AI built into a camera for filming and lighting, and you have to keep track of the sound quality as well. I've tried training women to keep track of all these things simultaneously, and they had a hard time and were overwhelmed. Plus, the job sites always change, so programming a robot to do that job will also take a long time. But programming a robot to fold clothing in Abercrombie & Fitch will be a lot easier. I think that the AI revolution first leads to a she session, where women will have to lower their standards to get together with men for financial support as they lose their careers and are no longer strong and independent women no more. I wouldn't be surprised if it was the women, they were the neo-Luddites going around smashing self-checkout machines and automated fry cooks. But the majority of the work will be done at the data centers with high security, so they can't exactly get within walking distance with their high-heeled hooves to tear the place up. Maybe women will have an existential crisis when they no longer have a career and will want to start making babies again, as that might be the only thing that starts giving them meaning and purpose. But of course, they'll also need a man or UBI to pay for that. The really sad thing is we don't have to see massive technological unemployment and everyone can have abundance, but it's human nature to compete for resources with one another as a way of keeping track of social status. The same way that social media has given some people millions of views and followers, while other people get zero attention, I'm predicting that AI will do the same for the financial situation. They will be super rich and everybody else. Most people, ironically, will live better in the AI world, but they'll have little to no purpose or status, and be 100% dependent on the super rich in the state. And social mobility, for the most part, will stop, and it'll be a game of reverse hot potato, where 1,000 people will dance to music, and when the music stops, only one or two of them can have a seat. I'm doing whatever I can to have one of those chairs. Most people aren't even aware what's happening, and that's the game that we're playing. Obviously, having robotics or trade skills means that you can keep your seat for much longer. But your end goal needs to be to own enough shares in the automation companies so you can live off their dividends or asset appreciation going forward, indefinitely. Artificial intelligence has set off a quiet alarm in smart people's minds, and it's only a matter of time before technological unemployment shoots way up. Not to mention when or if we get AGI or artificial general intelligence. It'll then start creating new technologies and inventions on its own. Also, it doesn't mean we won't actually go through a dot-com 2.0 style market crash in the short to medium term, as companies pay to develop the technology, but their investments don't pan out. The best bet is buying a bunch of tech ETFs like the IYW one from BlackRock that I've spoken about before, and then letting their fund managers choose the companies to invest in for AI. I'm not smart enough to pick stocks. Two of the top holdings in that fund are Microsoft and Nvidia. As for surviving the coming AI apocalypse, remember that people will be made redundant in waves. Besides computer programmers being first, it'll most likely be entry-level coding and office work that'll go too. Companies like Microsoft, by getting rid of labor, will see their stock value rise. AI just transfers the productivity gains of Microsoft to their shareholders. Also, avoid getting into being a trucker. Aurora Trucking is self-driving trucks in Texas state highways, and Waymo has a fully self-automated self-driving taxi service in many cities in the Southwest. But the price of all labor is eventually going to zero against AI. I think there'll still be a premium for real services, but they'll only be affordable to the wealthy, like spending $3,000 a ticket going to an expensive ballet. Sure, everyone will have access to a self-driving car, but if you have a real human driving your car being your bodyguard, that'll actually elevate your status. The way that celebrities today travel with entourages, I predict in the future wealthy people will have a handful of real humans on their best behavior, of course, surrounding them, because they can be replaced at a moment's notice. I'm predicting that'll be a job for some of the hottest women out there. Hell, they might even be part of a wealthy and high-status man's entourage for free, because she will gain status from being around one of the only free men out there that make more than the UBI money. I'm just predicting human behavior and outcomes in such a world, but it's more science fiction at this point than psychology. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Remy for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that hot women will pay wealthy men that invest early in AI for the privilege of smashing them in the future, just so they can gain some status. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Meek.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the neo-Luddite women that see how they're about to lose their careers and get super angry away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.